Why is the truth about UAPs still classified and secret? Is there any topic where people differ on their opinions much more than politics? I think I have found one which is pretty close, and it is the topic of UAPs, formerly known as UFOs. The disagreements even occur between people working in the same agencies. The disagreement I am talking about is whether UAPs are extraterrestrial or not. There seem to be five different opinions available to this question. They are, yes, no, I don't know, some are and others are copies we created, and maybe. I believe just about every opinion can be put into one of these boxes except for the very rare exception. I think everyone here knows how I feel about this. It is some UAPs are extraterrestrial and some are our knockoffs. That is not my only opinion on the subject. I also believe they have been coming here for many thousands of years and maybe even before humans were on the Earth. One of the things many have noticed lately is how some government employees want us to know the truth and others are still trying to cover up the fact some UAPs are alien. It is very frustrating to many of us who have a keen interest in this topic. When people say the government is too big to keep a secret, just remember it has been over 75 years since the Roswell crash and we still don't know everything about it and the government still denies it happened. Dr. Lori Leshin is an official at NASA and directs the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, famously known as JPL. She was asked if any extraterrestrial craft came to Earth and her response was a big laugh. I have to say I think this was insulting. Just by her actions before her answer she was sending us back to the days of ridicule. After she got finished laughing she replied absolutely not. As many of us now know, this has been disputed by whistleblowers and many others including some scientists. This also makes the members of Congress investigating UAPs look like fools. We know over the years there has been a difference of opinion on the subject by people who want to reveal the truth but can't risk their jobs or going to jail, because they all signed non-disclosure agreements. These same people sometimes take advantage of their positions to let the proof slip by and out to the public domain. In case you are wondering what I am talking about, some photos of Mars which had some very incredible things in them have gotten out. When you see a view of the Martian landscape taken by a rover, sometimes, when you enlarge it enough, you will find some incredible object which seems to indicate a past civilization lived there. I personally have felt some of the photos of the landscape of Mars may really be from places on Earth which look the same as the sands of Mars. When a footprint was exposed in one of the photos, which was of a dress shoe, I felt this could only mean two things. Either we have sent people to Mars or the photo was of a desert on Earth. Why would NASA put out a picture from Earth and say it was from a certain region on Mars? I have a theory about that which is, maybe the real area on Mars has ruins or intelligent remains of some kind so it can't be photographed without people seeing this. Just to further enforce this theory, one photo of an area on Mars had a cigarette butt in the photo and another had the shadow of a person. I have also thought what we would find when we got to Mars, if we were allowed to see it, are ruins which might have been created by humans, because we used to live there. Our body clocks are set to the same time as Mars. Human women have a much harder time giving birth on Earth than other animals, but would have a much easier time on Mars due to the difference in gravity. A lot of important people have admitted there are extraterrestrials coming here, but they don't get the admiration they are owed for doing this. Take for example the astronomer who was hired for Project Blue Book to examine UFO reports at the time. His job was really one of providing excuses for what people were seeing. After a couple of years, he realized some of these sightings were real and just could not be explained any other way and said so. His name was J. Allan Hynek. He said ridicule is not part of the scientific method. He went on to found the Center for UFO Studies known as QFOS. Hynek was not the only one to change course. Paul Heyer, who was the Canadian Minister of Defense, came out with a statement in 2005 which shook up the governments of the world. he said many different species exist and come here. He told a story about female extraterrestrials dressing like nuns who went to Las Vegas to shop. He also told other stories. One very interesting fact he put out was there were aliens who look so much like us they blend in and have no trouble walking around. He also said we know about star systems already which are where some aliens come from. He also said they have a rule where they won't openly interact with us and think we are wrecking our planet. I guess the real question is who in the government really knows what is going on and is hiding the fact. When Senator Barry Goldwater sought answers to the UAP question years ago, he went to his friend General Curtis LeMay and asked him if it was true there was a secret room at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base which had evidence of UFOs stored in it. It is said LeMay screamed at him and said not only can't you get into it, but don't ever mention it to me again. If true, this seems to me almost an admission to the room being real. This was way back in 1975. Almost 50 years ago. One might think some sort of agenda is being protected and has been for all this time. It is hard to believe all these years have passed and yet we have not made much progress into getting into the real files which could tell us everything we want to know. Could this be just a matter of money? What I mean is one of the reasons everything is still protected is so corporations can back engineer devices to sell on the market and make a fortune. Or is there more to this?